Stacey Clemmer here from Paws and Tails. I'm here today with author Dave Carl. I understand you have written the very first Paws and Tails book entitled The Overcomers.
That's right, Stacey. And thanks for having me here.
So, is The Overcomers something very different, or is it a continuation of the big Paws and Tails story?
Good question, Stacey. It absolutely is a continuation of the big Paws and Tails story. The Overcomers is like one giant Paws and Tails episode. The kids are all getting into a whole new adventure, and Minion is at it again up in the heights of Wild Mountain. And we even meet some new characters for the first time. I'm excited for folks to see what comes next.
This is so exciting, Dave. Get your copy today at pawsandtails.org.
Previously on Paws and Tails.
What in the world is that?
Oh, hi, kids.
What's going on?
Just putting up this notice.
Building condemned?
You can't condemn our clubhouse.
Afraid I can. Mayor's orders. You kids will need to find somewhere else to play. This shack's being torn down.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. You stay on the trails and stick with me. There's adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy, and welcome to Wildwood. After the club learned that their clubhouse, the fort, was going to be torn down, they headed straight to CJ's dad, Theo Brown. You see, Theo works for Mr. Rockler, and they figured that he would know just what to do. Well, old Theo went in to discuss it with Mr. Yusuf.
I understand perfectly, Theo. I will take this up with Mr. Rockler, and he will take care of it, I assure you. Consider this matter closed.
So that's the reason that no one, not any of the club, not Theo, no one had given a second thought to the fort being torn down. Till today. So as CJ and Ned play spaceship in the fort, they have no idea that a battle against evil is about to begin.
First Officer Ned, lower the landing gear!
Landing gear lowered! First Officer CJ, prepare for landing.
What if we just sink into the surface of the planet and disappear?
Well, it's a chance we'll have to take.
What do you think the aliens will be like?
They may be hostile. What do you think they'll look like?
They could have two heads.
They could be invisible.
They could be invisible. How do you fight something you can't even see?
You can't shoot at them if you can't see them.
You can't run from them if you don't know where they are. Invisible aliens are the worst sort of aliens.
First Officer CJ, they never said it would be easy.
Who's they?
You know, them at the spaceship school.
Oh, brother. That's the best you could come up with?
I need a sandwich.
We are about to land on an alien planet, and you want a sandwich?
Kerplunk, we've landed.
We're sinking!
No, we're not. I just pushed the no sinking button. I don't want to eat.
We're still sinking. We have just seconds to react, or we will be buried in solar dust forever!
We landed. We're fine. I'm eating.
What are you guys doing in there? Open up!
Aliens! God, arm yourself! They may be hostile.
Come on, you guys. I'm on the door.
Shields up!
I'm counting to three, and this door better be open.
They are hostile! All right. Hold on.
What is all this?
It's our spaceship. We are space explorers.
What do you have on?
That's a waste of good construction paper.
Paper spacesuits. I like it.
It's not paper. It's super thin space metal. It's ray gun proof.
What a mess. Oh, it's going to take forever to clean this up.
It's not a mess. It's the cockpit of the spaceship Conquest. And these are our spacesuits.
Hmm. Looks like silver painted paper to me.
Guess we can report back that there is no intelligent life.
Knock it off, CJ.
Look out! Invisible aliens!
Ah! Where?
That's the problem.
They're invisible. You can't see them.
Well, that's gonna be the worst sort of alien.
That's what I said. I've gotta go anyway. I'm helping Papa Chuck again this afternoon. How are you supposed to get out of this?
No! Don't rip your spacesuit! The radiation will kill you!
Oh, no!
What? Radiation?
The silver paint. It came off. It's all over my clothes.
What? Oh, nuts! Look at me. This shirt is ruined. Look at my pants.
Guess we got sweaty. You think this will come out?
What's that guy doing out there?
Aliens! We're being attacked! Arm yourselves! Stay sketch!
So, with this, I'm supposed to hammer the alien to death?
It's a ray gun.
You guys should come look at this.
You mean if I point this at you?
Careful! That hammer's loaded.
Ooh, what'll my weapon be?
Hey, come look at this guy. He looks like... He's
pounding stakes in the ground.
Let me see.
Sir? What are you doing?
Oh, hi, kids. Survey.
Surveying what?
Well, I'm starting to lay out a path.
A path for what?
For the railroad track.
What? Where is it gonna go?
Right here. Right through... Well, right through...
Right through our fort?
Well, yeah. Didn't you know? They're supposed to be leveling it on Monday. Supposed to be fenced off by now. This whole area.
But Mr. Rockler said this wouldn't happen!
Oh. Well, I don't know anything about that, but we got orders here to grade it on Monday.
Goose, get me my ray gun.
Well, the club marched over to the hotel where Mr. Rockler had set up his offices. They intended to talk with Theo, to ask him for advice on how to save their fort from Mr. Rockler. But before they got to Theo, they found themselves standing in the hotel lobby talking to no one other than...
Mr. Rockler.
Well, hello there. Good afternoon, CJ. Been painting something silver?
Good afternoon, sir. Sort of. How embarrassing.
What can I do for you all? Marcia, you go.
I'm not going. You go.
I can't.
Why not?
I painted silver! I look like a robot beaver.
You're gonna tear down our clubhouse, and we want to stop you.
Yeah!
Very impressive, Ned.
Oh.
Yes. Let's talk about that. Please, have a seat. You all know what I'm attempting to accomplish here in Wildwood, don't you?
You are gonna dig a tunnel through the mountain.
That's exactly right. As we dig into that mountain, we need timbers. Lumber to shore up the tunnel so it doesn't cave in. We are getting the lumber from the mountain itself, but I need a train track going to the tunnel so that I can get the lumber there. The land that you have your playhouse on...
It's a fort, not a playhouse.
Yeah.
Tell me if I need to hold you back.
Leave me alone.
I apologize. The land that you have your fort on is simply the shortest route for the train. I'm behind schedule now, but by laying the tracks there, it'll speed things back up. I bought that land for that very reason.
You bought the land?
In fact, I'll be giving this speech to the whole town tomorrow after church, at the progress meeting. Getting this project done on time means a lot to everyone in town. This is going to help a lot.
But we built the fort ourselves.
It's where we play and stuff.
I can see that this is important to you. Here's a thought. What if I build you a new fort? A better one.
Really? Better how?
Oh, now he speaks.
Well, we could build it on the lake.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
And maybe a little dock for the canoe. I bet we could even put a diving board on the dock, if it's deep enough.
Did you hear that? A diving board!
But we built the fort with our own hands.
I have a meeting I need to get to. Why don't you all think this over and let me know what you want?
So you're still gonna tear down our fort?
I have to, sweetie.
But we could have a new one! A better one!
Well, let me know. We'll get started right away. Goodbye now.
Wow, a new fort.
I don't like it. Something's wrong here.
How can anything be wrong? Mr. Rockler's a good guy. He's doing us a favor.
There's something here that we can't see.
Invisible aliens?
Something.
Well, I can't wait. I love to dive.
We need to talk it over.
What's to talk about? New place. A better place. A place by the lake.
I've got to go. Papa Chuck is waiting on me. See ya.
How do you vote, CJ? Old fort or new fort?
I don't know. New fort, I guess. I'm not sure. I'm late.
Okay, see ya. Let's go. This calls for...
chocolate. Oh, I love chocolate ice cream.
It could be a celebration scoop.
No, we haven't made a decision yet.
What decision? He's gonna knock down the fort anyway. We get to celebrate the building of a new fort.
Hey, Papa Chuck.
Hey there, CJ.
Sorry I'm late. We just had a meeting with Mr. Rockler.
You're kidding.
No.
What about?
He's gonna build a train track right over the fort.
What?
Yep. He's gonna knock it down on Monday, fence the whole thing off, and build us a new one somewhere else.
He can't do that.
Why? Why not?
CJ, Fortress Rock is the key to Shadow Valley. This is a disaster.
Hi, I'm Joseph from Santa Paula, California. One of the many reasons I love Paws and Tails is Ned the Beaver. He just cracks me up.
Hello, everyone. Ned the Beaver here for Paws and Tails. Oh, we have such good news to tell you.
What are you doing in here, Ned?
Tiffany, what? Why are you?
I just heard that Dave Carl has written the first Paws and Tails book. Am I correct?
Yes. I mean, only if you want that to be true. Of course it's true. Why are you here?
I am here to promote the book, of course.
Really? You want to help?
Of course. I want everyone to read this book and learn about repentance and about the mean old vulture that tries to get Stacy mad at the club and how Crockett and Smidge take care of the men they call the shovels. What could be better than all of that?
Wow, color me surprised. I didn't think you would be interested in this.
Ned Cleaver, I am nothing if not a team player.
Exactly how I would describe you.
So, if all you listeners can hear me now, I want you to all go out and get your own copy of The Overcomers, the very first Paws and Tails book ever.
Amazing, Tiffany. I just did not expect...
I'm buying 100 copies myself, so the very least you could do is get one.
Okay. Wait, we try not to be mean to the audience? Thank you for stopping by, Tiffany Rockler, on behalf of the very first Paws and Tails book ever, The Overcomers.
Go right now to pawsandtails.org and buy it. Now.
Kinda mean right there. Let's stop the tape. I don't feel safe. Stop the tape, Joelle.
We will stop the tape when I say stop tape.
Well, Stacy, Marcia, Goose, and Ned all rambled toward the pharmacy for some ice cream. On their way, though, they saw Miss Harbor still in the schoolroom.
Miss Harbor's still there. Let's go tell her about the fort. She'll know what to do.
What do you mean, she'll know what to do? There's nothing to do. There's no decision to be made here. Old fort is gone. New fort coming soon.
Miss Harbor, we have a problem.
Hello, Goose. Hello, all of you.
Mr. Rockler is going to knock down our fort and lay railroad tracks there.
What?
He bought the land. He can do anything he wants to with it. But he's going to build us a new, better fort on the lake.
Oh, I can't believe he would do something like that.
That's what I said.
What can we do?
I don't think there is anything to
I think we should get our swimming trunks on.
Well, we have to fight this.
I'm ready for a fight. I'm ready for anything. I'm ready to go out and fight like crazy. I'm ready to... What are we gonna do?
There is nothing to do. He owns the land.
Oh, maybe we could raise money and just buy the land back that the fort's on.
I love that idea. Bake sale, bake sale. We'll cover the whole town with cookies.
Look, he could say it's worth $10,000. He's not gonna sell it.
$10,000 for the fort?
We can't buy it back.
Say, a dozen cookies for a dollar. That's, well, carry the one. Well, that's not so bad. 120 dozen cookies? We can do that.
Actually, it would be 10,000 dozen. 120,000 cookies.
Oh. Well, we better start early then.
Isn't there anything else we can do?
Isn't there a way to make him give it back to us?
He is very powerful. It would take an act from the governor to...
That's it!
Don't ask.
What's it?
I will run for governor, and I will make him give it back.
Marcia, you had to ask. I tried to stop you.
Perhaps you could circulate a petition.
A what?
What's a petition?
I'll write up a letter stating that everyone who signs the petition is against Mr. Rockler destroying the fort. If the whole town is against him, maybe he will change his mind.
So, we have to go out and get this petition signed by everyone.
Yeah, everyone in the town.
Do you think it'll work?
Everyone in the county.
You're gonna make him angry. Don't make Mr. Rockler angry.
Everyone in the whole country.
We've got to try.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I think I'll make a petition against other petitions that will ruin the chance for my diving board.
I, the undersigned, protest against the wanton destruction.
How is the fort the key to Shadow Valley?
Sit down, CJ. Shadow Valley is a place.
Yeah, you pointed it out when we were camping.
Right. Well, a lot of folks don't think it really exists.
But I saw it.
I know. But it's not a normal place. You can't just go there. It's filled with evil, and that evil wants out.
Wild animals?
Yes. Wild animals. And worse. There is evil in the world. Some you can see, and some you can't. There really is a devil.
I know.
And there are demons. They whisper and tempt. They lie to folks and try to get them to do things that they shouldn't.
Where are they?
You can't see them, but they're there.
It's like invisible aliens.
I suppose. The Bible calls them powers and principalities. They can be most anywhere, and they never stop their lying and tempting. Shadow Valley is filled with animals who believe their lies. Ooh, they're angry, and they want out. They want to swarm over Wild Mountain like locusts. When I go to Fortress Rock at sunset, it's hard to explain, but I can tell how close they are to getting out.
Wow. How close are they?
Right now? Probably years away, but that could change. We need to know when, so we can be ready for it. Someone doesn't want me to be there anymore. Something is about to change. I'm afraid there's a battle about to start.
How do you fight something you can't see?
With weapons you can't see. God is infinitely more powerful than Satan and all of his demons. They cannot stand against him. This is a spiritual battle. For that, we need to put on the armor of God. Then we fight. Then they run.
Wow.
Let's get the club together. They need to know we're in a spiritual battle.
Powers and principalities.
At just about the same time, there was another discussion going on about the same thing. But in this discussion, Timothy Owl was talking to a voice, an evil voice that came out of a hole in a cave up in the darkest part of Wild Mountain.
So it seems like everything is going right along just like you said they would, sir.
Good. Very good.
If I may ask, sir, when will I get my pay? You promised that if I did what you ask...
When your job is complete! Now go back and tell him that it will begin soon. He had better have the town behind him. Make sure he knows that.
Yes, sir. You know, this seems a little dreary in this cave. Can I bring you back a potted plant or something? Oh, I know some potpourries that will make it seem a little more homey in here.
Owl?
Yes, sir?
Leave me!
Oh, of course. I'm going now.
Well, it took a while to gather the club together. They were scattered all over town working on that petition drive. When they did all get the word and got themselves to the fort, they were one raggedy bunch.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Papa Chuck.
I just still can't believe it.
You think some folks would be willing?
What's the matter?
They were trying to collect signatures on a petition to save the fort.
Didn't go well?
Terrible. Just terrible.
Hey, guys. How'd it go?
No one would sign.
No one?
My mom did.
Well, so did mine. My mom signed mine, too.
What happened?
Mostly... no one was willing to go against Mr. Rockler.
Most every family in town has someone in it that works for him. They don't want to make him mad.
That's what I tried to tell you. He's got all the money and all the power, and there is nothing we can do. There's nothing we should do.
There's more to it, guys. It's not just Mr. Rockler we need to deal with here. There's more to it.
That's what I've thought all along. Something's about to start here, isn't it?
Goose, you're absolutely right.
Papa Chuck told him all about Shadow Valley and the powers and principalities.
You've got to be kidding! That's like invisible aliens. It's make-believe.
No, it's not, Ned.
It's not make-believe. But that's what the devil would like you to think. That way you won't be ready when the lies and the temptations come.
We can't let Mr. Rockler tear down our fort, but we've tried everything we can think of.
I think this is a spiritual battle. We need to fight it spiritually.
All we've got is 3 signatures on a petition.
There's nothing left we can do. Yes, there is.
Of course there is, Stace.
What? Pray.
That's exactly right. Let's fight with power. Let's fight with God's power. Prayer is a very powerful spiritual weapon. Let's pray.
Hi, I'm Priscilla from California. Don't go away because there's more Paws and Tails coming right up.
Hello, Paws and Tails listeners. Can you all just stop everything? Thank you so much. I am Tiffany Rockler, the richest girl in Wildwood, and I am here to tell you about the very first Paws and Tails book ever. It is like an expanded version of a regular episode. It is full of adventure. Ned, you are supposed to be the great sound effects guy. Give me adventure sounds, please.
We haven't had time.
Do it.
Okay, adventure words on 3. 1, 2,
wow. Wow.
Oh my!
Amazing! This is so awesome!
We will fix it in post. The book is also jam-packed with paws and tails. Fun. Do something fun.
Okay, let's all laugh on 3. 1, 2.
doing all the work here. You, read this for me.
Sure. Just log on to pawsandtails.org and get your own copy of The Overcomers by David Carl. Lovely, that'll do it.
Are you joking? That was not lovely, and we will do it again. And again, if we need to, until it is perfect.
And we're out!
Well, it's Sunday afternoon. The day before the fort is going to be torn down, and the whole town is gathering for the progress meeting that Mr. Rockler called. The band's playing. There's free popcorn for everyone. Why, you'd think it was opening day at the fair, not just some old town meeting.
Look at this. The whole town has come out.
Ouch! Ouch!
Goose, watch where you're going.
Sorry.
Why would everyone come out for a meeting?
Because they all work for Mr. Rockler, and no one wants to disappoint him. Hi, Mr. Rockler!
Ow! Oh!
What is the matter with you? Look where you're going.
I'm praying about the fort.
Oh, brother.
Goose, pray with your eyes open.
Oh, yeah. You can do that, huh?
Yes, you can do that. You are so Goose.
If you ask me, it's too late to pray. Look at this place. Everyone is here because they're either afraid of Mr. Rockler or they want something from him. He has all the power.
He does not, Ned Cleaver, and you know it.
God has all the power, I know, but you know what I mean.
Mr. Rockler.
Yes, Joseph.
I just received word that there is a petition being circulated.
A petition for what?
To save the children's fort.
Are you serious?
Here is a copy.
Has this gone out?
All over town.
How many signatures have they collected?
I don't know, sir, but we are about to tear down the playhouse of a bunch of third graders. Wouldn't you sign it?
We can't have the whole town taking a stand against me now. I need them to follow me, to trust me before things get too rough. Oh, this could become a disaster.
I agree, sir. What do you want to do?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to our first town progress meeting. Before we begin with all the good news I want to share with you, it has come to my attention that there is a petition going around. A petition about the imminent destruction of the playhouse some of the kids call the fort.
That's us. He's talking about us.
Pray, guys. Keep praying.
The years of carefree youth are all too short, and the memories of them all too sweet. After some consideration,
he's gonna do something.
I have decided to sign the petition myself along with all of you.
Along with all of who? No one signed.
I stand before you now and promise that the fort will receive my personal protection. It will not be torn down. Not next week, not next year, never.
Did he just save the fort?
Marcia, God just saved the fort.
Yes, he did!
Oh, nuts! No lake, no diving board, nothing.
What just happened here, guys?
God just won a battle for us. We couldn't win ourselves.
He did, didn't he?
You guys shouldn't be so surprised. That's the way it's supposed to work.
Hey, guys, did you hear?
We sure did. Isn't it great?
A battle was won here. A spiritual battle.
Oh, hooray!
It's not the last one, is it?
No, it's not. There'll be others. Plenty of others.
Hey, guys. Let's thank God. He won a battle here.
Let's go thank him at the fort.
Let's go.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
let's go. Come on.
Step right. Step right.
Onward,
right,
Christian soldiers.
Step right.
Marching
right,
as to right, war.
Step right.
With the cross right, of right, Jesus.
Step right.
Going right, on before. Right.
Are you ready, soldiers?
Sir, yes, sir!
That cannot be destroyed.
Our Lord, he will protect us, for that we're overjoyed.
He's given us a strong suit of armor, don't you know?
So we can stand up in his fight wherever we may go.
Get your armor,
get your armor,
grab your shield,
grab your shield.
We're gonna march
to the battlefield. Though we can't see the enemy, he cannot win or hide, 'cause we have got our strong suit.
Soldiers!
Thank you, sir!
And so this mighty strong suit, the one of which we speak, it's stronger than mere metal.
And no, it doesn't squeak!
The Lord above designed it to help us shine his light.
Against the powers of darkness, we are sure to win the fight.
Get your armor,
grab your shield.
We're gonna march
to the battlefield. Though we can see the enemy, he cannot win or hide.
Step it up!
Yes, sir!
The belt upon my strong suit is truth around my waist.
The breastplate is God's righteousness that cannot be replaced.
These boots were made for marching to spread his peace and love.
And the helmet of salvation, it fits me like a glove.
Get your armor,
grab your shield.
We're gonna march
to the battlefield.
Though we can't see the enemy,
be assured,
the swift sword of the Spirit,
which is God's holy word.
And we'll hold up our shield of faith,
it protects our hearts.
The wicked one can't win, for it will quench his fiery darts.
Look out! Incoming darts of worry!
Ooh, my shield of faith deflected that one!
The enemy is trying to destroy our fortress!
Quick, tighten up your belt and speak the word of truth!
Good job, warriors! You're pushing the enemy back!
God's armor, we need it every day.
We're praying in the Spirit as Jesus leads the way.
We'll stand up in God's getup when the evil one attacks.
You are ready, soldiers! Let's stop him in his tracks!
Get your armor,
grab your shield.
We're gonna march to the battlefield. Though we can't see the enemy,
sir, are you in there? Timothy Owl here.
He has failed, hasn't he? The fort still stands.
Wow, that's really good, sir. How did you know that?
I felt power. Prayer, power. And he failed.
Well, yes and no, sir. He told me to tell you not to worry. Yes, this looks bad now, but he has a plan. He says to tell you, when I'm through, no one will go up to Fortress Rock ever again.
Excellent. Excellent!
Powers and Principalities was written and directed by David Carl. The song, Strong Suit, was written by Sandy Howell and Mark Edward Lewis. Music was by Tim Hosman, and our sound designer was Eric Basil. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production. On the next Paws and Tails...
Wow, look at you.
What?
You have a brand new outfit.
They're mad at me, and I'm not sure why.
You're different now. Your father has become an important man in this town. You've moved up, and they've not.
This club is only for have-nots. If CJ won't agree to these rules, he's out.
Be sure to join us for another episode of Insight for Living's Paws and Tails.